You are going to listen to a podcast about teens and why they sometimes prefer to stay in their comfort zone. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 7 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Hello and welcome to this month's Maggie Moment. Why is it sometimes so hard for teenagers to get motivated and stretch their wings and get out of their comfort zone? What often happens in adolescence is that there's so much change that they often feel really confused and stressed. Well, what happens for some, particularly in the early stages, so that's up to 15 years of age, is that a lot of these changes make them feel anxious. And therefore, when you're feeling anxious, you don't have much courage. You need courage to stretch your boundaries. You need courage to have a go at something at which you might fail. You need courage to stand up in the front of the classroom and do your oral presentation when you're shy and feel uncomfortable talking in front of other people. So sometimes, teens just back off, because they really haven't got the energy to be brave. So what can parents do if they have teens like this? It's important for parents to remember that their teens are still children. Parents need to know this is kind of normal. They need to know that this early stage of adolescence is the bumpiest kind of bit while they develop the capacity to plan for the future and learn to be confident and, you know, delay gratification, for instance. All of these skills are gradually growing in a teenager's prefrontal cortex. So with great love, the most important thing is not to shame them or make them feel worse. To their developing brains, they're actually probably doing things that make a lot of sense. However, when they're around 15 to 16, that's when we need to start looking at this and say to ourselves, hang on a minute, what can I do to help a teen stretch themselves right now? Because I know they're now going to merge into the next stage of life where they have to make some decisions about their life path or what they want to do. Getting them to make small steps towards stretching is a really key part of this. And sometimes it's easier if they do that with other family members. So maybe parents could send them off to an auntie or an uncle for a weekend or a holiday where they can start doing new stuff almost accidentally without noticing they're doing it. Because home is a bit like a comfort pillow, and parents and teens can get stuck in ruts in their homes. So, let them stretch and grow a little bit. Maybe parents can encourage them to take up a new hobby with a friend. Remember, they're much better at doing things with friends than by themselves. But also recognize that if parents or adults push too hard, they'll get pushed back, and this may delay everything. And sensitive teens are possibly more likely to stay in their comfort zone. Parents do need to remember there's one good thing about having a teen that's like this, that they're not out there doing the worst, stupid, crazy, risky things that so many of the others are doing. So it's kind of a plus, really. I hope I could give you some ideas on how parents can help their teens who haven't got much courage in their tank at the moment. Hopefully you like my podcast and got something out of it. That's all from me today. Hello and welcome to this month's Maggie Moment. Why is it sometimes so hard for teenagers to get motivated and stretch their wings and get out of their comfort zone? What often happens in adolescence is that there's so much change that they often feel really confused and stressed. Well, what happens for some, particularly in the early stages, so that's up to 15 years of age, is that a lot of these changes make them feel anxious. And therefore, when you're feeling anxious, you don't have much courage. You need courage to stretch your boundaries. You need courage to have a go at something at which you might fail. You need courage to stand up in the front of the classroom and do your oral presentation when you're shy and feel uncomfortable talking in front of other people. So sometimes, teens just back off because they really haven't got the energy to be brave. So what can parents do if they have teens like this? It's important for parents to remember that their teens are still children. Parents need to know this is kind of normal. They need to know that this early stage of adolescence is the bumpiest kind of bit while they develop the capacity to plan for the future and learn to be confident and, you know, delay gratification, for instance. All of these skills are gradually growing in a teenager's prefrontal cortex. So with great love, the most important thing is not to shame them or make them feel worse. To their developing brains, they're actually probably doing things that make a lot of sense. However, when they're around 15 to 16, that's when we need to start looking at this and say to ourselves, hang on a minute, what can I do to help a teen stretch themselves right now? Because I know they're now going to merge into the next stage of life where they have to make some decisions about their life path or what they want to do. Getting them to make small steps towards stretching is a really key part of this. And sometimes it's easier if they do that with other family members. So maybe parents could send them off to an auntie or an uncle for a weekend or a holiday where they can start doing new stuff almost accidentally without noticing they're doing it. Because home is a bit like a comfort pillow, and parents and teens can get stuck in ruts in their homes. So, let them stretch and grow a little bit. Maybe parents can encourage them to take up a new hobby with a friend. Remember, they're much better at doing things with friends than by themselves. But also recognize that if parents or adults push too hard, they'll get pushed back, and this may delay everything. And sensitive teens are possibly more likely to stay in their comfort zone. Parents do need to remember there's one good thing about having a teen that's like this, that they're not out there doing the worst, stupid, crazy, risky things that so many of the others are doing. So it's kind of a plus, really. I hope I could give you some ideas on how parents can help their teens who haven't got much courage in their tank at the moment. Hopefully you like my podcast and got something out of it. That's all from me today.